Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Bill Schauser for community comment. In a 1944 speech, FDR told the American public that nobody will ever deprive the American people of the right to vote except the American people themselves. And the only way they could do that is by not voting. That was during a time when many Americans were denied the right to vote. Not until Lyndon Johnson signed the Voting Rights Act in 1965, after the bloody violence against the civil rights movement, did we enter an era in which men and women of all ethnicities, races, religions, and income levels were able to vote in all elections. That right is now under serious threat in many key states. The heart of our democracy is all about voting. 91% of us believe, according to a 2017 Pew study, that the right to vote is essential to personal freedom. Since we hold the right to vote so close to our hearts, almost all of us turn out to vote on Election Day, right? Wrong. Not even close. In the 2016 presidential election, 61% of eligible Americans voted. In the 2016 presidential election, 61% of eligible Americans voted. In the 2018 midterms, 53% voted, and that was exceptional compared to the 42% in 2014. Conservatively, it's estimated that 21% of eligible voters don't even register. That right to vote gives each person a say in how they will be governed and how we will live in the coming decades, which are not going to be smooth sailing. Americans complain, quite strongly I might add, about how dysfunctional politics has become in the past several decades, and I don't disagree. The question I have is, what are we going to do about it? What's the one thing all of us can do besides complaining and tweeting and arguing? Will we give one day, or more likely an hour or so, to say thank you to the generations before us who suffered and sacrificed that we could vote? Those of us lucky enough to cast a ballot today with relative ease often forget it took the United States a long time to get here. I have come to believe that this is the most important midterm election in my memory. Our democracy is definitely under serious attack, not by coups or insurrectionists, but by the actions of legitimately elected officials. More democracies around the world are deteriorating and even slipping into autocracy than at any point in the past 50 years. Between now and November 8th, we need to respond clearly and explicitly, not on social media and not in coffee shops, but at the polls. We can help determine the country's trajectory in a single day. But will we? And what trajectory will we choose? This has been Bill Schauser for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.